This is the body scan meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at the Center for Mindfulness at UMass Memorial Health. I am your guide, Ginny Wally.
Coming to this practice is a positive way for you to care for yourself, your health, and well-being. This practice of paying attention supports a moment-to-moment awareness that comes from a willingness to explore the moment through your body with a welcoming and friendly curiosity. There is no goal to achieve, not even relaxation. The opportunity is to be with whatever is present for you. It is normal in this practice to be drawn away by your sensations, thoughts, or emotions. This isn't right or wrong. It is the nature of the mind. When you notice that this has happened, see if it is possible to begin the practice again. Briefly focusing on the breath may provide a seamless way to return to the practice. Do this as often as you need to. Choose an environment for practice that suits you. Some qualities to consider are choosing a place with minimum interruption, turning off all electronic devices, setting the temperature that will be comfortable for you to sit for an extended period of time, non-restrictive clothing, a posture in a place that is conducive to staying awake. Most often, the body scan meditation is done laying on one's back, so a mat or a pad may be helpful. Laying down may not be the best posture for you. You may want to sit in a chair, or lie down with your lower legs and feet elevated, or even standing. As one moment arrives, another leaves, and each is unique. Sometimes, awareness brings a sense of feeling pleasant or easy, and other times, a sense of unpleasant or painful. Sometimes there aren't any feelings at all. This is a practice of allowing or inviting the moment to be as it is, not trying to change it or to fill it with something else, but to experience it. This is a compassionate practice of self-care. If the moment feels too much or unsafe, stop and tend to your needs, returning to the practice when it feels right for you, maybe in a few minutes, maybe not today. Entering into the posture you have chosen, this meditation will last for approximately 40 minutes. Let your arms relax at your side, with your palms open upwards. Allow the legs and feet to fall open in a natural resting position. Fully or partially close your eyes, coming into a sense of your whole body, letting your awareness sweep over your body from your head down the front of your body, feeling the body expand with each breath and release with each out-breath. Feel your body breathing. Let your awareness sweep along the back of your body, beginning at the heels, and sweeping up along the body until it reaches the head. Taking your time with this, and feeling the force of gravity as it weighs your body on the floor. Feeling your body expand and release with each breath. Releasing the mind into an awareness of your body breathing. No need to change or exaggerate the breath. Just breathe in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathe out, knowing that you're breathing out. Experiencing sensations on and in the body, may be a felt sense of air or clothing touching the skin, a sense of moisture or dryness, the temperature of the air. With an awareness of your body laying on the floor, let your awareness come to the areas of the back of your body that do not make contact with the floor. This may be the small of your back, or under your knees, between your shoulder blades, or the curve of your neck. Noticing the space. Feeling the inner body, the energetic sensations of the muscles, connective tissues, the bones and organs. Sensing the movement that exists even in stillness through breathing, digestion, beating of the heart, blood pulsating through the vessels, and electrical impulses through the nervous system. On your next breath, move your awareness to the sole of your left foot. From the heel of the left foot across to the ball of the foot, sensing its existence. Then move your awareness to the ankle and across the top of the foot, noticing the toes, exploring the toes through sensation. Not thinking about them, but feeling them. There may not be any feeling in your toes or in your foot. Being with what is present, sensing the foot in the context of the whole body. On the next out-breath, let go of awareness of the foot and bringing awareness to the lower left leg, just below the knee and above the ankle. Feeling the calf and the shin. Aware of the density of the muscle in the calf and the thinness of the muscles in the shin. Let your awareness move deeper into the muscles, bones, and tendons. On the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the lower left leg and moving it to the left knee. Feeling around the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee. And letting your awareness move inward to the joint, tendons, and ligaments. Notice any feelings, thoughts, and emotions that might be here for you. Notice if there's any desire to stifle them or push them away. And seeing if you can attend to these feelings, be with them as they are, and maybe releasing and coming back to what's here in this knee at this moment. drawing your awareness from the left knee to the left thigh, above the knee and below the groin, home to the large muscles, the quadriceps in the front and the hamstrings in the back. Sensing into these large muscles and deeper into the bones, maybe even sensing into the connective tissues and joints that connect the left thigh to the knee and to the hip. Breathing awareness all around the left thigh. Moving awareness to the right foot. On your next breath, become aware of the sole of the right foot, noting any sensations that might be present: tingling, coolness, heat. Maybe there is a lack of sensation. In that case, being with whatever awareness of the foot there is. Then bringing awareness to the ankle and around to the top of the right foot. Noticing the toes and exploring the toes through sensation. Noticing if each toe feels different from the other. Not thinking about the toes, but feeling them. On the next breath, letting go of awareness of the right foot and bringing your awareness to the lower right leg below the knee. If you notice that your mind has drifted away from the practice, without judging yourself, notice your breath and return at the next cue. Feeling the calf and the shin of the lower right leg. Noticing the density of the muscle in the calf and the thinness of the muscle in the shin. Letting your awareness move into the right leg, to the muscles, bones, and tendons. On the next out-breath, letting go of awareness of the lower right leg and moving to the right knee. Feeling around the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee. And letting your awareness move into the knee, to the joint, tendons, and ligaments. Attending to and accepting any feelings, thoughts, or emotions that might be present for you. Simply being with what is. Drawing your awareness from the right knee to the right thigh, above the knee and below the groin. The right thigh is home to the large muscles of the quadriceps in the front and the hamstrings in the back. Sensing into these large muscles and deeper into the bones. Maybe even sensing into the connective tissues and joints that connect the right thigh to the knee and to the hip. Breathing awareness all around the right thigh. Letting your awareness expand to both legs, bringing awareness into the lower legs, feeling them as separate yet part of the whole body. From the bottoms of your feet, along both legs, into the groin area. Noticing any sensations or feelings. Being present to the lower legs, not thinking about them, but experiencing them. Noticing your relationship to this area of the body, presenting through your emotions and thoughts. Not judging what you're experiencing as good or bad, but being present to what is here for you. Moving to the pelvis area and the buttocks, the area between the trunk and the legs. Sensing into the pelvic bones that form a bowl or girdle, protecting the organs of reproduction, digestion, and elimination. Noticing this area includes the sacrum and the coccyx. Sensing into this area. Noticing what's here. Noticing how you feel it. Is it possible to notice any movement? Sensing into the organs. Listening for sounds. Maybe there is even a sense of pain in this area. If pain is present, noticing what your emotions and thoughts are. Are they attached to the pain? Would it be possible to let go of the thoughts and be with the pain as it is, since it's there anyway? Breathing with the sense of pain and releasing the thoughts that are attached. Then when you're ready, returning to the pelvis. Noticing the inner space the container creates. Noticing its contents. Maybe even feeling the belly rise and fall with each breath. Exhaling and releasing awareness of the pelvic area. And draw in awareness of the lower back and upper abdomen. Noticing the spine that continues from the pelvis, sensing the separate vertebrae that make up the spine. Breathing breath awareness into this area. Feeling the expansion as you breathe in and the release as you breathe out. And noticing if the mind has drifted away from the practice. And gently but firmly bring it back. And let your awareness move into the upper back, the solar plexus, the ribs, and the lungs. Feeling into the prominence of breath in the space, the rise and fall of the ribs with the expansion and release of the lungs. Noticing the rhythm and flow of your breath. No need to change it, just experience it. Maybe holding a sense of wonder for the breath and how you breathe without needing to make decisions about it. Then moving your awareness to the upper chest. Noticing the heart. Sensing the presence of the heart just below the protective rib cage. Maybe it's not possible for you to sense into the heart. But sensing what is there. Maybe it's possible to feel the heart beat. Noticing the heart has a rhythm too. Noticing if there's any emotion present. Just being with whatever's here. Moving your awareness to the shoulders and the collarbone. Noticing the trunk of the body as a whole, from the pelvic floor to the top of the shoulders. Part of our body that is home to many of the organs. Noticing in the trunk where your breath feels most prominent. Maybe sensing into the movement of this area. noticing any sounds, sensations. And noticing if judgment has crept in. I like this, I don't like that. I wish this were different. And seeing if it's possible to release that and to experience the trunk of your body as it is. Sensing it. And maybe there's discomfort. Seeing if it's possible to just be with that discomfort. Detaching it from thoughts or emotions. And letting your awareness drift down to the tips of the fingers of your left hand. Sensing into the pads of the fingers and the thumb. Noticing the sensations that may be here. Many nerves at the tips of the fingers. And then moving to the fingers themselves, from the joints to the tips, and the inside of the hand. And then noticing the pads of the hand. And the palms of the hand. Noticing any sensations, warmth, coolness, tingling, or maybe nothing at all. Then moving your awareness to the back of the hand, to the fingernails. And then to the joints and the fingers. And to the knuckles. Noticing if there's sensation here. Maybe pain is present. And is there an opportunity to just be with the pain? Letting go of emotions or thoughts associated with it. And then moving your awareness to the left wrist. All around the wrist. And then up along the forearm to the elbow. And noticing the elbow, the joint. And then letting your awareness move to the upper part of the left arm, from the elbow to the armpit. noticing the bicep and the tricep. And noticing the left hand and arm as a whole, from the tips of the fingers to underneath the armpit and the shoulder. Now let your awareness move from the left arm to the fingers of the right arm, noticing the very tips of your fingers, the pads of the fingers, aware of any sensation along the inside of the hand. Cross the pad of the hand into the palm of the hand. And then moving to the back of the hand, the fingernails, the joints. Noticing the hand as a whole. And moving to the right wrist. Sensing the joint and bringing your awareness up along the lower right arm between the wrist and the elbow. Noticing the forearm. And then moving to the right elbow. Sensing into the joint of the right elbow. And then letting your awareness come up along the upper right arm, the space between the elbow and the armpit and shoulder. Noticing the right bicep and the right tricep. And letting your awareness travel along the shoulders to the base of the neck. And sensing into the neck, from the base of the neck to underneath the chin and the head, and noticing all around the neck, noticing the vertebrae, the cervical spine, seeing if it's possible to sense into each individual vertebrae that are part of that spine, connected to one another. And noticing the throat, and maybe even a desire to swallow as you bring your attention there. And letting your awareness come up to the chin and along the jawline. And noticing if there's tension in the jaw. Moving your awareness to the ears and noticing any sensation in the ears. Noticing sounds. And then let your awareness move into the center of the face, across the cheeks. The edges of the nose, to the nose into the mouth. Noticing the breath, where you might feel it in the nose or in the mouth or in both. Noticing the flow of air in as you breathe in, the flow of air out as you breathe out. And noticing the eyes and the eye sockets. the eyebrows, and the forehead. And then noticing the face in its entirety. And noticing awareness of the senses in this area. Smell, taste, sight, hearing. And noticing if judgment has crept in, criticism or desire, wanting things to be different than they are, wanting the nose to be smaller or larger, the lips to be plumper. Seeing if it's possible to just experience your face as it is. And then let your awareness come to the whole head. Feeling the weight of the head on the mat, the sensation of being connected to the floor, and then let your awareness draw up to the very top of the head, the area known as the crown. Noticing any sensation that might be here. Warmth or coolness. And then shifting your awareness to your entire body. From the soles of your feet to the crown of your head. Noticing all of the sensations. Notice your body breathing. Feeling the movement of your body with each breath. Noticing your entire body, letting your awareness travel from head to toe. Noticing where there may be tension, tightness. Noticing the absence of tension or tightness. Noticing the areas that are soft, the areas that are hard. Noticing the places that are connected to the ground or to the surface that you're on. Noticing the places that aren't connected. feeling the body breathe in, feeling the body breathe out. And just resting in this full sense of your entire body. Then bringing an awareness back to your breath, to this in-breath, and to this out-breath, a simple awareness of breathing. And transitioning back to movement, moving the fingers and the toes. Bending the knees. And rolling onto one side and resting there for a moment. And then coming up when you're ready.
This concludes the meditation practice.